The Novena of the Sacred Heart, Day 9. We enter quietly into this time of prayer, becoming aware of God's loving presence, during this prayer, we will linger over each word and phrase. We will contemplate its meaning. We will be invited to share our feelings with Jesus and listen quietly for what comes into our mind and our heart from the Lord. God wishes this time to be only for our good, for our peace, that during this time we may know truly the love of God for us through Jesus. It is a time of prayer when we don't really have to do anything, only to watch and to listen and to wait. We're guided during this prayer by God's Spirit to lead us into a place of interior stillness. In the stillness and in the silence, to be aware of God's loving gaze on me, that God is full of love and hope for me. We ask to know that this loving gaze of God is sustaining and life-giving. We're asking in our heart for a deepening interior awareness of just how much we depend on God for our existence. During this time of prayer, you're invited to press pause, to pray quietly and still, and then to press pause again when you wish to continue. Our theme for the prayer is Risen Christ, Risen Christian. We name our desire in this prayer. Our desire in this prayer is to experience interiorly and deeply joy with Christ risen, the joy he wants to share with his friends as he comes back to them, having overcome all darkness, all sin. My desire is to experience interiorly and deeply joy with Christ risen, the joy he wants to share with his friends as he comes back to them, having overcome all darkness, all sin. And now our passage of Scripture. Well, we can ponder any of the appearances of the risen Christ during this time. Perhaps particularly the Emmaus Road encounter. And how for the two former disciples trudging wearily homewards, their great adventure apparently having failed, something unmistakably marvellous happened in their hearts. This sudden moment of consolation, not of their own doing, changed everything for them. Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35. Also look at the next passage, Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 43, when he offers peace to his frightened friends. A reminder of the scripture. To ponder any of the appearances of the risen Christ, perhaps especially the Emmaus Road encounter, which is Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35. Look at how for the two former disciples, trudging wearily homewards, that their great adventure apparently having failed, something unmistakably marvellous happened in their hearts. It was a sudden moment of consolation. It was not of their own doing, but it changed everything for them. And in the following passage, Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 43, read on that and ponder it, how the Lord offers peace to his frightened friends. And now a moment for reflection. Well, we cannot imagine what the actual resurrection was like because it's too much for us. But perhaps what we can imagine is how it must. And now a moment for reflection. Well, we can't imagine what the actual resurrection was like because it's too much for us. But what we can imagine is how it must have been for those dejected followers who, after the events of Calvary, had thought everything was over. So think of the way Jesus appeared to the disciples many times. And imagine the risen Christ offering his peace to the world and to you. And talk to him and tell him what you feel you need. Now we have the Novena prayer. Lord Jesus, you have said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I come to you in faith and trust, in love and hope. Let me know your closeness to me and your care for me and all who are dear to me. My intention for this novena is dear to me, and I know that what is important to me is important to you. Hear my prayer. Grant what I ask, and may I always trust that in all that happens in my life, you will be close to me as my friend, guide, and saviour. And so, most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.